Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. As you know, one mistake can change the outcome of an entire game. That's the same thing about your life and making sure you get the proper sleep so you get done in your day exactly what you want, because you're focused and you have everything in order. And the people who can help you do that are our friends at Sleep Number. Their mission is to provide the players of the NFL and you with data and insights to optimize your sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Don't just take my word for it. How about 95% of the Los Angeles Rams? They've got a Sleep Number bed. 80% of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Sleep Number bed. 90% of the Vikings have a Sleep Number bed. You should have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart. But it means the world of difference, because we can adjust our side of the bed to the exact firmness that we want and allows for working out or recovery. It's game changing. So if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store right now. See your store or sleepnumber.com for details.
I said, you don't know me.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And he said, you don't know me. And then I said, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
The Rich Eisen Show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Glenn told Rodgers there is no chance of him coming back to the Jets.
I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone. So I said, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac. Director of The Accountant 2, Gavin O'Connor. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Gavin O'Connor doesn't just direct The Accountant 2. He directed The First Accountant, and he directed Miracle. Boy, I can't wait to ask him questions about that. He's joining us in studio hour number three. So much going on 1 week before the NFL draft. Tom Pelissero in hour number one. Big piece about what maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers are thinking or doing came from yesterday's Aaron Rodgers appearance on the Pat McAfee show, where he said he's now 41 years old and he's got different things going on in his life. He's in a serious relationship and he's not ready to commit to a team. And a lot of people think, well, why can't you still commit to a team? Well, we don't know what's going on in his life. But those people might also say, listen, Jerry Dulac was able to commit to covering the Steelers even though he was involved in a serious relationship with the television show Suits. He got through it. How's that for an intro, Jerry Dulac? How's that for an intro?
Pretty good, especially since Harvey Specter's coming back again on Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Dulac is on top
Not
of
Not too bad. Your appreciation for Suits, Rich, is boundless, as we all know.
Well, I mean, I'm only trying to keep up with you, Jerry.
There you go.
All right. You knew I was reaching out. You knew I was calling. You just knew it. So here we are. And thank you for appearing. What is happening right now in the halls of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jerry?
Rich, anything Aaron Rodgers said is not anything different than the Steelers have known all along. I think the only caveat that publicly it was stated was the personal issues that he has in his life. You know, is he considering retirement? But maybe he told the Steelers about the personal issues too. But in terms of him taking his time, they've known that all along. They said it from the get-go. They know he told them he's going to take his time. Art Rooney said they are willing to wait. He says we're not going to wait for forever. I don't know when forever is, but you know their offer hasn't changed. It's been on the table. It's a 1-year deal. I can't tell you exactly what the number is, but it's not anything that's going to blow somebody away. And they're basically waiting for him to make the decision, and they are willing to wait. But anything he said yesterday was not any surprise to the Steelers. And let's face it, there's basically one team and the other option is retirement. So we'll see what he chooses. But as we all know from Aaron Rodgers, who knows when and what that will be.
So if it's just a 1-year offer on the table for Rodgers, Jerry, that clearly means whatever Rodgers said on McAfee's show doesn't affect their draft plans. Would that be accurate?
That is correct. That is correct. They are proceeding along. Rich, I firmly believe that they are all in on the quarterback in 2026 based on what I hear and what I've been told. And you know, they will have extra draft capital next year between all the comp picks they will get, the third and fourth round picks they should get. I believe that's when they will make a deal to get an extra number two next year. And now all of a sudden you can package an extra number two and maybe a three and a four and swap ones to move up to a position where you can get, you know, one of the quote marquee quarterbacks. Now, I mean, look, I know other guys have emerged from the bottom of the draft and even later, Tom Brady, of course, being the classic example, Joe Montana, another, but you know, those aren't the norm. And so I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Steelers won't take a quarterback. It's in the conversation, but it's only in the conversation if the other areas that they want to address early in the first round, particularly defensive line, doesn't work out for them. I don't see that happening, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're not going to take that they won't take a quarterback.
Well, again, Cam Ward's going first overall, as we all assume, I think, appropriately. There won't be any, ass in you and me. So, that means if the Steelers are sitting there at 21 and they have every other quarterback available for them to draft, they won't do it? You don't think?
No. I think it's all going to be contingent on what defensive linemen are there. There's three of them that they like. There's four, but they understand that Mason Graham will be gone early. But, you know, you have Walter Nolan, you have Derek Harmon, you have Kenneth Grant, the other big kid from Michigan. I will tell you, Rich, that they have a first-round grade on Jackson Dart. And they really like Shedeur Sanders, despite whatever post was put out there that he had a terrible meeting. It did not go well. Nothing could be further from the truth. They like the guy. They had a great meeting with him. They think, obviously, he's ultra athletic, as we all know. But I will also say this. If they had the number one pick in the draft, they wouldn't draft Shedeur Sanders, if that helps with any analysis or thought process you or anyone else might have. But that doesn't mean at 21, if certain other guys aren't there, that he won't be in the conversation. Not saying they're going to throw the switch on him, but there will at least be a conversation with him and Jackson Dart. But, you know, if you're looking for a pecking order, Rich, I will tell you, best I can tell, the way they want to approach the draft is defensive line, running back, wide receiver, and quarterback, and you could throw a cornerback in there somewhere, but you know they are not going into the draft with the idea of we need to get ourselves a quarterback in the first round. And I do think, to a degree, Rich, I think they're still spooked by the whole Kenny Pickett evaluation. You know, they took the best, what was the best quarterback of a very average draft class, and I don't think they want to make that mistake again. And that's why I think, you know, all their eggs are in the basket, 2026.
So is it possible we go home from Green Bay, Jerry Dulac, that the Steelers don't take a quarterback in this draft and are ready for Mason Rudolph to start unless Rodgers, for the lack of a better phrase, comes around? Is that basically a possibility, or you think they do add a rookie with a Friday night or a Saturday pick, and that kid has a shot to compete with Mason Rudolph if Rodgers stays in Malibu, Jerry? Is that really a possibility for the Steelers?
Rich, I think that they will come out of the draft with a quarterback, and because they don't have a number two pick, and they are, you know, a lot of people want to think they want to get that number two pick back. I'm not saying they won't. But I can tell you that they are not sitting here thinking we need to get that number two pick back. They are content to look at DK Metcalf as their second round draft pick because that's what they gave up to get him. So Now you're going from number one to number three, which I think is what, 83rd. Mm-hmm. So now I don't see them taking a quarterback when they know they need to get another running back. And they will not, they are never averse to taking a wide receiver. And that wouldn't shock me either, but I can see them drafting one of the rookie, drafting a guy, to be a backup, not a contender for the starting job. In a fourth round, I can see that happening. But even if they don't sign Aaron Rodgers, Rich, they're going to go sign a veteran quarterback because they
Tannehill sits there, and I know he and Arthur Smith have a connection, but he didn't even play last year.
Desmond Ridder, Carson Wentz. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be those
guys. But Desmond Ridder is why Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh.
I realize that. I'm just looking at some traces that could possibly happen. All I'm saying is, but this is the problem with waiting on Aaron Rodgers. You lost out on a couple possibilities, Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco. That is the one downside of waiting for Aaron Rodgers. But they are not going to go into a season with Mason Rudolph and then a rookie as the backup quarterback. They have never done that in their life. They always have two veteran quarterbacks. They always keep three on the roster, unlike most teams. And two of them are experienced, starting capable. I'm not saying the backup, is a Hall of Famer, but, you know, just go backward. And, you know, the Charlie Batches and Byron Leftwich. And even when they brought in Mitch Trubisky, when they drafted Kenny Pickett and they had Mason Rudolph, that's what they believe in that position. So they're not going to go into the season with Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, who have a hard time making the team anyhow, and a rookie quarterback. So Aaron Rodgers or no Aaron Rodgers, a veteran quarterback will be added somewhere.
What about Kirk Cousins, Jerry? He sits in the number two spot in Atlanta. We all know he doesn't want to be there. And the irony of Arthur Smith getting a quarterback from Atlanta would be rich. But that said, that's not a bad option.
Right. That's correct. And I will tell you that is part of a thought process. The question would be, how much would the Falcons try to hold up the Steelers for Kirk Cousins? You know, what, a 36, 37-year-old guy? The Steelers are certainly not going to invest a lot in terms of maybe draft capital to get Kirk Cousins. That would be a possibility. I would think it would be somewhere between possible and slim. But it I will tell you that it's part of a thought process. I just don't know how serious it is.
Yeah, especially if they're looking at 2026 potentially for their quarterback of the future. Jerry Dulac, Steelers insider here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's your interpretation, Jerry, of the TJ Watt Instagram deuces photograph? Do you have one?
No, other than I'm asked about it all the time. Look, TJ wants to stay here. They will want to keep him here. What it's going to take, we'll see. I can't answer that question right now. I think it's an end of the summer type of, August for sure type of a situation where that's where it would get resolved. You know, he was a hold in last time, and then, of course, they gave him that monster deal. But TJ's been hurt here the last couple years, and he's played through injuries, to his credit. But you're not going to see another monster deal like he had the first time relative to the salaries. But they want to keep him, and he wants to be here. So I don't read into this situation that TJ Watt is the next one out the door. I think he would be at least third in line if that were to happen.
Okay. So nothing to see here for Steeler fans freaking out over that.
Steeler fans freak out all the time, Rich. I don't think so.
Right. But in terms of that, just the general sense, Jerry, as we wind down our conversation here, the Steelers are rightfully lauded for their patience, I think, and for their consistency and for not churning. Right. We talk about this all the time. Right. That there's been three coaches there since 1969. And we all know the rest of the league doesn't do that sort of thing, which just makes it seem off brand that they're now in year, what, three or four post Big Ben, and they're chasing again at this quarterback spot. And in the middle of this chase for somebody who is not a guarantee and clearly has a lot on his mind, famously, while they wait for him, they go ahead and flip a second round draft choice for a wide receiver to pay him $30 million plus. It just doesn't seem ordinary there in Pittsburgh. And I'm wondering how this all lands on an observer of the Steelers for as long as you've been around.
Jerry. Well, Rich, I couldn't agree with you more with your assessment and observation there. You know, all of what we are seeing seems very un-Steeler-like,
right?
Especially the pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. You know, that's Mike Tomlin's deal. Now, I will say that if Art Rooney did not agree with it, then they wouldn't be doing it. So obviously he is on board with this as well. But, you know, you're talking about a guy, you know, when they signed Russell Wilson, it was like, okay, you know, a 36-year-old. Now you're going to 141 who's going to be 42 in December, who won five games last year with the Jets, had his lowest passer rating of his career since he became a starter. And his three wide receivers were Garrett Wilson, Davante Adams, and Alan Lazard, which are three better receivers than the Steelers had last year, and he won only five games. And so to put all your eggs in that basket, a nice Easter symmetry.
Nice.
I it was surprising to me, and given, you know, I'm not going to sit here and assail his character because I don't know him, but we all know what's gone on with Aaron Rodgers. He's a different duck for sure. And to align yourself and wait for that it has been surprising to me from the get-go. Yes. And now this delay has caused them to maybe miss out potentially on some other veteran quarterbacks. You know, they say they are very comfortable with Mason Rudolph, but I will tell you, this is the third edition of them saying they're very comfortable with Mason Rudolph, and he's been bypassed and let go on the two other occasions.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, bypassed for Trubisky. I was calling that game in Indianapolis where they just decided we are totally done with Mitchell, and they were finally done with him. And Rudolph finished off very nicely as the team made the playoffs once again, only to get one and done again, which is why I kind of bring all this stuff up. That we're, you know, they're searching for the next Big Ben, and it hasn't worked out. And now that comes in the form of waiting for Rodgers to make a decision. And clearly, as I leave you with this, the midnight strike is not the draft. It is not. They're going to go through the draft, one would think, not knowing and not having it affect them best they can and making a draft decision. So what is your best guess, crystal balling, the way this all works out, if at all, Jerry? Here,
you mean with Aaron Rodgers,
yes,
or the first?
Sir.
Or
the, yes,
yeah,
sir.
Well, again, you would be asking me to predict what Aaron Rodgers thinks, and Lord knows nobody can do that.
Right.
Me or you, Rich, as brilliant as you are,
thank you, sir.
You got it.
Thank you.
You couldn't figure it out. So, but my guess is because, knowing the Steelers, look, they're not flying by the seat of their pants. They are much smarter than I, that is for sure. And so I think they truly believe that he will sign with them and that they will go forward. But they are well aware that that may not happen. But I believe and that they believe he will be on this team. So now when? I don't know that. But so if you have to ask me, that would be my feeling just because of the way they are willing to wait. Otherwise, I think they would have had some other indicator to think, okay, you know what, plan B better come into effect here very soon. And they're just not there yet. So I think he will be on this roster.
Jerry, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. We'll chat with you after the draft.
Thanks, Rich. Always good being with you, my friend.
Right back at you. Steelers Radio Network host and Steelers insider forever and a day, Jerry Dulac, here on the Rich Eisen Show. And I hope he's right. Let's be straight up. With all due respect to our friend and former Rich Eisen Show in-studio guest, Mason Rudolph. And I front-loaded thee with all due respect.
Well done.
Put up the Steelers schedule, if you don't mind. We keep returning to this, and it's the truth. This is, and we're going to find out. That's, by the way, post-draft, the next big thing is the schedule. I've received some dates.
Oh, so have I.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Chris got sources.
Though. Well, I'm a Rams season ticket holder.
As to when the schedule may come out?
I have gotten an email from the Rams to
say what?
Be prepared. It's either the May 13th, 14th, or 15th.
And I have received dates in the week before and the week after from NFL Network saying, well, what's your schedule looking like?
Okay.
So, with all due respect to the Rams as well.
All right.
This schedule with the NFC North and the AFC North and the AFC East on it, is it more interesting to you with Rodgers or Mason Rudolph or some rookie that we don't know yet starting it? Come on, right? Please. End of story.
I mean, it's people who love stories. You're a master storyteller.
That's our traffic.
This is it.
Get out of here.
I haven't gotten the script yet for next year, but I'm assuming.
Look at this. The Jets? Dude. Mr. You made me fly all the way out here on my own dime to tell me in 20 seconds something you could have just told me on the phone.
Right.
How's that looking?
You don't know me. You don't know me.
In Chicago? Come on.
Yeah, it's way more fun with Rodgers.
Against the Packers, apparently. In Dublin, Ireland. Against the Vikings, who a lot of people think this is all just performative by Rodgers, waiting to see if the Vikings have a second thought on J.J. McCarthy? Come on.
Oh.
The Bills. Come on. This would be amazing. Rodgers here in Los Angeles taking on the Chargers. Come on. So I hope whatever is happening to Rodgers' inner circle that is serious. I hope those people get through that unscathed.
Yeah, for sure.
Or healthy, if that is what it is. And I hope that whoever he's in a serious relationship with doesn't mind fries on our sandwich. On the sandwich.
A little slaw.
There's also very good fish sandwiches at the Oyster House at Market Square.
Keep going. Hey, keep going, because the draft's next year there. Let's get some free food.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Permanis, we're already in
there.
Don't worry about that.
There's no other way to put it. So if I'm the Steelers, I'll wait. Because there is no other. We looked at Desmond Ridder. Again, with all due respect.
Respectful.
That's why Arthur Smith is in Pittsburgh. You think he wants that back in his lap? Oh, no, 2.0 will be better. Because he got more experience in Arizona. Really? No way. So let Rodgers keep working through what he's working through. They'll make their decisions in the draft. Certainly when Jerry's telling you the idea of taking a quarterback 21st overall is predicated on the defensive lineman they're interested in no longer being on the board. And if O'Marrion Hampton's sitting there, guess who's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler? Him. Or Tet McMillan. They want more receivers for whoever the hell is going to throw the ball at some point. And let Rodgers stare at the ocean, go through his stuff. This could easily go into American Century Championship in July. Who's there? It's Rodgers. Aaron, are you going to show up at training camp next week? You think that's not possible? Honestly, as Steelers Nation is freaking out. But by the way, you know who's sitting at home saying, hoping that Pittsburgh calls? What, the 215, right? You know what it is?
Why am I? 412. I was tripping for a second.
Kirk Cousins. You know? Why not? Make that call. Break that glass. But clearly, if you hear from Jerry Dulac, it's a one-year offer that's not going to blow anybody away for Rodgers. Maybe it's not blowing Rodgers away enough to work through things faster. I don't know. He said it had nothing to do with money. But let's just say it's 1 year. They can draft a quarterback who they like, 21st overall, if that's the way it goes. Can't wait. Love the intrigue.
Brockman,
coming from the next spot where the draft is.
Brockman, did you say what you said to me earlier out loud?
No, I'm going to save that for next week.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a tease.
Yeah.
That's a tease.
Excellent. Very much so.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've got a What's More Likely, do we not?
We do.
Fantastic. The week before the draft.
Let's go.
That's going to be delicious. Let's also talk about what's going on in the world of New York baseball. Oh, baby, that's coming up.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What nickname are you most proud of that you did? By the way, I knew that's when I arrived is when you called me
Betty Davis.
Rich Betty Davis
Betty
Eisen.
Davis Eisen. The thing about the nicknames, and I know we've talked about it, is they never, this is revisionist history when people write, well, he really wanted to do this to be famous. Garbage. I did it because it was 2:30 in the morning and it said Seattle 5, Kansas City 2 with no pictures for a minute.
Yeah, right.
You got to go with something.
Right.
So here's Julio, won't you let me take you on a seat cruise, had three doubles for the Mariners. Okay, so it's just, it came out, it worked. That's not the question you asked me. The ones that work the best are the ones that, they're all plays on names, none are derogatory. But you don't have to eat. So Burt Beholm, by 11.
Right, okay? That was a good one.
So, well, you don't have to know he's a pitcher. You don't have to know he throws a curveball. Right. You don't have to know anything.
Right.
Every kid's heard it. Every parent said it. You don't even have to be a baseball fan to get that. So a lot of them are foods. Some of them are, I mean, John tonight, let it be Lowenstein. There's Jose, can you see Cruz? O to B. Young again, McDowell.
That was.
I mean, there with Jim, two silhouettes on Deshays. I mean, that's music.
Joe, actual retail price.
I mean, there's just it's.
It was
but
a great
it,
one.
It's it, but there's, it's a game everyone can play, you know. And then with football, you go over to high only under highlights, and you know, Eric sleeping with Bienemy.
Eric sleeping with Bienemy, or Bernard innocent until proven
until
guilty.
Proven guilty. That's everybody has that's their
Andre
favorites.
Bad Moon Rising.
Well, that was next. Well, he tattooed Bad Moon right here on pre-tattoo days. Andre's great.
On
buddy
the left,
of mine.
On the left bicep.
No way he knew who Creedence Clearwater Revival was. No way. But Bad Moon Rising, you know, there's tons of them.
You were Christopher Crocodile Brockman, correct?
Crocodile Brockman.
And you were TJ moving on up Jefferson.
I mean, one of the great moments of my life, to be honest with you.
Great. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network with our Roku channel stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Did you know there's an Altoona in Wisconsin as well?
Yeah, I think there's one in Iowa, too, if I'm not mistaken.
You know who knows that? Paul, who's on the line right now from Altoona, Wisconsin. What's up, Paul?
Oh, nothing much, Rich. How you doing?
What's going on?
Well, I, with the draft being in Green Bay this year, I've got a top five for you of the sites and foods and beverages that Wisconsin has to offer while you're here.
Can you do it in like 60 seconds, Paul? Do you think if we gave you that?
Sure, why not?
Okay, do we want to give it a drop? Do we
a little music for Paul?
You got any sort of?
Hey.
Okay, hold on a minute, Paul. We're just trying to get our ducks in a row right here.
Altoona, Wisconsin's finest.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you remember, I am a Bears fan. I did call in this summer where I kind of pulled the wool over your eyes.
Okay, Paul. Ready to roll?
That's right. I remember. That's yes, okay. Yes, Paul.
That's right. You got the floor. I'll give you the minute. Go for it, Paul.
Okay, so Rich, number one on my list is you're going to be calling the draft, and on Friday night, you're going to be looking for some place to go out to eat.
Okay.
And you have to go to a Wisconsin supper club.
Okay.
And a little advice on that, if you walk in and the dead animals hanging on the walls look like they were shot in 1945, that's a good supper club.
Look for dead animals from the mid-40s, okay? All right?
That's key.
The older the animal, the better.
Go for it, Paul.
Now, number two on the list, while you're at that supper club, and you might be wondering what to get to drink, you have to get an old-fashioned.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you know this, half of all of Korbel's sales of brandy are sent to Wisconsin. So you better make it a brandy old fashioned, whether you want it sweet or sour. I guess that's up to you.
Okay. What's number three?
Number three on the list is the best gas station in the United States, Quick Trip. Whether you need a something from the hot spot, or number four on the list is you're looking to pick up a beer that you can only get in the state of Wisconsin.
It is.
You grab a six-pack of New Glarus.
Okay.
How can you spell that?
New Glarus. G-L-A-R-U-S. And get a Spotted Cow. That's the flagship beer.
Very good.
My brother had his wedding in Wisconsin just to have that beer at his wedding.
All right. And then lastly, Paul?
And the last thing is, you're looking for a spot to get lunch. You got to stop at Culver's. And while you're at Culver's, they make their cheese curds fried there. But if you want the true cheese curd experience, and I recommend Ellsworth cheese curds, get the squeaky cheese curds from Ellsworth, which I believe you could find at Quick Trip.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, amazing. Paul and Altoona.
Hey, man.
Wisconsin, come say hi to us, Paul.
Perfect.
Just stop
by.
You got it. There's Paul, everybody, in Altoona, Wisconsin. All right. So, supper club with dead animals on the wall.
The older the animal,
from
the better.
40s.
Yep.
All right.
Older the better.
Old-fashioned brandy.
Right.
Brandy, old-fashioned.
So, if there's the Roosevelt has to be Franklin Delano that put the ones on the wall, right?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Preferable.
Old fashioned, speaking of old. Okay.
With brandy.
Brandy,
yeah,
right?
Brandy, old fashioned.
We know where to get gas.
At the Quick Trip.
All right. We know where to get lunch. Right,
Culver's lunch or Ellsworth's lunch. If you want this.
And what beer we should have. Very good.
Yeah, New Glarus.
New Glarus Spotted Cow.
Very good. Okay.
Okay.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Adam wrote Culver's is incredible, but he's a Bears fan, so maybe he's trying to throw us off the track. Very good. Adam can confirm. Very good.
Okay.
All right. It's a what's more likely Friday before the draft, everybody. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. What do we have next here, Christopher?
Hey, everybody. You guys good?
Okay,
hey, what's up, Brock?
Hey.
That took 3 seconds. Stop complaining, Rich.
Now okay. Six.
Hey, thanks to Puka Nacua for this one. NFC West contender more likely to have their window close first. 49ers or Rams?
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop what?
All right, I'll go 49ers.
Okay, thanks.
Over the Rams.
Thank you.
Okay.
Even though they have a younger quarterback?
Sure.
Okay.
Because they did have... Listen... As we all know, the template for being overlooked because of an offseason in which so many names that fans of Super Bowl contending teams watched leave. And everyone overlooks that team only to have them make the playoffs anyway. The template for that is the Rams from a couple years ago.
True.
When you got a letter from a friend of the show, team president Kevin Demoff, that read like, hey, don't hold it against us this year. We got a plan.
Pretty much.
And then everything worked out. That said, I, as you know, I really like what the Rams are doing. And boy, do they have a young defense.
They almost didn't have a quarterback this year.
Oh, my. I know. So, but I think that they're, as you know, I think they're positioned. But I know you knew that I would think that. So you put me in the position of saying what you know I don't believe, which is that the Niners championship window is closing. So I see what you're doing.
You know how this game works.
I understand the dimensions of chess that you're playing. How dare you?
Shout out Puka Nacua. That's all. That's all I'm
what
saying.
Else?
That's all I'm saying.
What's next?
How about this one? More likely New York quarterback to throw for more touchdowns this year.
Justin Fields.
The old one, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Or the new ones combined.
Oh, the new
Fields
ones.
Fields and Wilson.
Oh, I'll go the new ones combined.
Really?
Yeah. First of all, how many touchdowns are you throwing from the beach in Malibu?
Well, I think we...
So you're saying Rodgers comes back, plays for the Steelers, has more touchdown passes than both Giants and the Jets starting quarterbacks from the Steelers quarterback room last year combined?
Yes.
I say it's more likely I'll take the two rather than the one.
We don't even know that the two guys on the right will play the whole season.
We don't even know if the guy on the left is playing at all. So how about that for pushback? Two guys are on a roster committed to teams, and the other one is saying, I don't know when I can commit. But let's choose that guy to have more touchdown passes than the other two. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
What else, Chris?
Seems kind of fun. How about more likely team picking in the top four to be there again in 2026? Titans, Browns, Giants, Patriots.
I would go Titans. I'd go with the team that's first overall, starting with a new quarterback that was on the University of Miami last year. I would do that. Because the Giants, I think, are going to go with veterans this year.
Okay.
I believe it. So.
We don't know who the Browns starter is.
Okay. And what's your... So you just said the Titans. I said the Titans over the Giants. And you're like, well, we don't know the Browns starters. What's your case for the Patriots showing back up in the top four?
They're going to win 10 games.
Oh, okay. So what they're not even... Okay.
They're not going to be in the top four. Right. I think that was the obvious
answer. Oh, I think you're saying.
Answer.
Okay, sure.
Right?
Who's catching the ball?
Stephon Diggs.
Who's running it?
Ramondre Stevenson and Ashton Jeanty.
All right, very...
Yeah. Wait, I thought Travis Hunter was
two-headed monster.
Can you pop out of your bubble of delusion to move on to the next one?
Sure. Speaking of, thanks to was it Andrew Berry who called Travis Hunter or Shohei Ohtani?
He didn't say he is. He compared him
to him.
Well, right, in the fact that he's great at doing one thing, and then when he does the other thing that nobody else does, along with the first thing, he's just as good as that too.
More likely sports unicorn to do their thing this season.
Ohtani.
Ohtani goes 40-40, or Travis Hunter has 10 touchdowns and 5 picks.
I like this. How about this? I'm going to
see
you. I will see you and raise you another 50-50 for Ohtani.
Wow.
What? You think you just gave me 40-40 and I'm popping you 10. I'm popping you 10 on either side.
Oh, okay, great. I doubt that, but...
Well, why would you doubt that?
If he's going to pitch, he's not going to be running stealing bases.
Until he does. What do you mean? So he pitches once every 5 days, so he won't steal a base when he clearly is able to. Oh, don't steal, Shohei, because you got to pitch in 4 days.
He shouldn't pitch at all. But.
All right. None of that makes any sense at all. And I will take Shohei Ohtani at the very tippy top of his Hall of Fame game.
10-5 is... Oof,
than a 10-5 for a rookie who is... I don't put it past him.
Unless, Rich...
But this is called What's More Likely. Unless what?
They listen to you
Yes.
And the Cowboys acquire Travis Hunter.
Oh, then he'll be.
Then I'm looking at like 12-9 on that.
Oh, 10-10.
They won't do it. It's not going to happen.
This guy.
All right, couple.
I just think he's going to be so good that he might not get thrown at. How does that sound? He might not get 5 interceptions just because he's not getting thrown at. Well, and plus, I don't know which side he's going to major in, because that's what everybody thinks is going to happen.
I'd spend a little bit more time
on one side of the ball or the other, and I don't know until he winds up on a team. So at this point in time, I'll take Shohei Ohtani. I'll see you with Ohtani, and I'll raise you 10 home runs and 10 stolen bases.
Fitty-fitty again?
Back-to-back fitty-fitty.
Ooh, Richard Seth.
So the thing that's never happened before that he just did, he's going to do it again.
And why not?
Okay.
At 10:38.
Yeah, he looks like he's over the hill, too, already. It looks like he's a little tuckered out.
Not a Hall of Famer yet. All right, let's do a couple NBAs. NBA playoffs get underway this weekend. A quadruple header on both days. Can't wait for that. 3 seed more likely to get upset in the first round. Lakers or Knicks.
So stupid.
What do you mean? One of these things could happen.
All right, I'll take the Lakers.
Okay, great. Good answer.
Oh, no, but start quoting me how I'm wrong that everybody thinks the Knicks are the most vogue to be upset top-seeded team.
They're massive.
By quoting me all of these numbers, they're minus this, they're minus that. This is what Vegas says. This is what they say. This is what they say. So you're wrong when you say it's a vogue pick, and this is what you throw at me. My favorite team against the team that Cooper calls my favorite team in the Lakers. Because I do love Luka playing with LeBron, and it's must-see, and I will watch every single possible second I can of a playoff series against Minnesota, too.
Yeah.
And Edwards. That's fun. That's good eats, man.
Good work. Good
eats. Why I imagine they popped that on ABC Saturday night.
Good eats. No, you don't like that one?
I don't.
Okay, great. More likely 4-5 matchup to go 7 games. Nuggets, Clippers, or Pacers, Bucks?
Oh, I'll go Pacers, Bucks. Lillard is cleared of his deep vein thrombosis, but he is not playing game one.
Yeah,
correct?
Not going to play game one, but cleared to start practicing.
So we should see him. Yeah. Okay. You don't. Bucks, Pacers. When was the last Pacers series that didn't go 7 games?
Feels like they play long series.
I don't even know. I don't know if I'm accurate. It just feels that they play 7-game series.
Yeah.
Clippers in 6.
Feels like it. Clippers and 6.
I will say this out loud, and I'm not saying this to troll at all. Please take this. They are playing lights out, and they are healthy.
It's all I've ever wanted.
Which are two things you never say about the Clippers entering the postseason, or even midway through the first series of the postseason.
There was the 1 year we went in healthy, and Paul and Griffin both kind of.
Okay.
So, but.
They are, what, 8 in a row going into this?
I believe so, yeah.
Playoff series, okay.
You're looking at a
I'm very excited
with
for
a new
you,
Coach Chris,
and a new arena too for them.
True that.
Mm. You think we need one more?
Oh.
All right, we'll get one more.
Wow, I did not see this coming. We got to get that as a drop. I did not know there was one more.
I did not know.
Sweet
that.
Coop.
More likely, New York slugger to finish April with more dingers: Juan Soto or Aaron Judge.
Well, Aaron Judge is way ahead right now.
He has 3, and Soto has 2.
Yeah, okay. I mean, what are you talking
way
about?
Ahead. He's way ahead. Yeah, one guy with his 3 home runs is hitting over 400, and the other guy's hitting 220.
That's not part of
but
the question.
No, but you know
whose
fault that is? It's Pete Alonso's fault.
Oh, really? The guy hitting 358?
Oh, okay. Just put a pin in this, because we're about to hit this.
First of all,
seriously, on this program.
Language. I want to know who conducted this interview. They may have twisted his words around.
Oh, please.
You know, they took a word, and then they twisted it.
You, please. Aaron Judge, sir. Aaron Judge.
3-2.
Very good.
It's 3-2.
Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Yep. Because one guy's bitching about his protection in the lineup.
See,
the other one isn't. Oh, this is going to be great. Let's take a break.
First place.
This is going to be fun.
That's where we are.
Do not miss the next segment. I would counsel you to stay tuned.
I'm going to have to break out the kendo stick.
844-204-RICH. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Pro baller Lonzo Ball for Buzz Balls. Ready to go cocktails. Take 12.
Buzz Balls just dropped their biggest blue balls.
Script says biggie's blue balls, Lonzo. Take 13.
Blue Balls just dropped their biggest buzz balls.
Let's try a vocal exercise.
Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls. Buzz Balls, biggie's blue balls.
Big balls just dropped. Get blue balls this season with Buzz Balls.
Please drink responsibly. Buzz Balls available in spirit, wine, and malt. 15% alcohol by volume. Buzz Balls, LLC, Carrollton, Texas.
We're back.
Hey.
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 Everybody.
When are you going to Vegas?
About 3:30.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
You're going today?
Yes, sir.
So you're going to Saturday night, Sunday night?
Yeah.
The two nights of WrestleMania?
Going to do NXT.
Uh-huh. Tonight?
No, Saturday morning at like 10 a.m.
Oh.
Are you going to Raw on Monday?
No, nah, I think I'm going to come back.
You've got to come back because we got to...
Because I got a 7 a.m. flight.
Yeah, we're going to...
On Tuesday,
we're going to Green Bay.
I just want to get home. Because if not, I got to wait till like 11 o'clock to get home.
I mean, airplanes go from Nevada to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know, but not the ones that we put them on.
You know how hard it was just to get here? It's even worse trying to get from Vegas.
Please. Do you gamble? Are you a gambler? You know,
I'll play a little blackjack, but like I'm
what does that mean? A little blackjack,
100, 200 bucks. A little blackjack.
He also stays on 16, so I don't play with TJ.
What?
Not all the time. I did that once.
That was in here, by the way, Rich.
Playing at his desk.
So
never on a real
dealer's
table.
Showing seven or above. He's got 16. You play after him. You're to his left,
right.
And he stays on 16.
I look at you and I go, "What are you doing?"
You know that's like antisocial.
That might have happened one time, and I'm pretty sure it happened at his desk.
Because
he and I used to sit there. I don't think I ever did that at a real table.
Yeah. I think the rule is either you always do it or you never do it.
No,
you never do it.
You never do it.
Yeah, you don't do it.
You don't do it.
You don't do
you
it.
You take it because
blackjack is a team game.
Because right, if you don't play by the same rules as everyone else, it's anarchy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can't be a team game when there's different. Like,
yes,
you got
can.
A guy playing there who's got 50 black chips in front of him. Then you got someone else who's got like three.
He would not be at the same table.
You lost me. No. I was trying to help you, but you lost me on that.
He wouldn't be at the same
Seriously,
table.
Seriously, if you don't play by the same rules. Because it all is, listen.
This is why I don't. There's
luck involved.
Don't do it.
There's luck involved. But
there's
you know,
a lot of luck
you're
involved.
Not Rain Man, so you're not counting cards.
Right. You don't
you
know
have
what
to
I can
figure
do.
The odds are
87 cheese balls.
This. And if you all
around.
Play by the same rules about the odds, then the odds
brother.
Are you're all going to win because the one person that needs to lose does. Does this make sense?
It makes sense.
And if
to
you
me.
Don't do it. You deserve, like, if you're going slow in front of me, you deserve the look I give you when I finally pass you.
Uh-huh.
Like, you just need to see the face of the person. I don't know why I feel better looking at the person.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know who that person is. The bottom line is, doesn't matter what their race, color, creed, gender is. As soon as I see them, or age. Right? As soon as I see them, I'm like, oh, that's the face of the moron.
I did that twice on my way to work.
You know what I mean? Like, who are you? It doesn't matter. You don't just fit any, profiling other than the fact of moron.
So the answer,
and that's the way I would look at you as at a blackjack table.
No, so to answer your question, I don't really gamble because I don't know these unwritten rules.
Well, good,
rules.
Because you're terrible at it.
No, like I'm trying
and
to earn my
never
own
even
money.
Heard you talk about it until just now.
Because I don't do it.
Right.
I don't, you know what I'm saying?
That tears
I'm not
at the
about
fabric.
Money.
That tears at the fabric.
I will say, in Vegas, when we were playing craps, TJ was an excellent hype man.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Yeah! I know my role, okay?
I rolled for over a half hour. It was amazing.
I synced it.
And he had something to do with it?
Well, he was my hype man.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
I mean?
Come on. I'm a good luck charm, Daddy.
Gosh almighty. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to Tom. Listen, you know the way I've been talking about...
The Cowboys?
No. Oh. The Yankees and the Mets. And you know I was very upset about Soto going to the Mets.
Was?
Especially since... No, I still am. Especially since he called it a Mets town and all that stuff. And every Yankee fan wants to just sit here and go, Soto... If he craps out there, it's great, but clearly he's so talented, he won't crap out.
Yeah.
The question is just any sort of regret or remorse of not being with the Yankees anymore, because it's not the same being a Met, despite it being a Met town. Now, that's the good stuff. That's the stuff every Yankee fan wants him to have: regret, remorse, buyer's remorse, mercenary remorse, banker's remorse, whatever it is, we want it. We want it. We want it. And I just didn't see middle of April as that time. And this has been a grease fire of longtime listener, first time callers in New York City for days now. Since an interview he had with the New York Post came out on Monday, talking about, you know, it's somewhat slow start. I mean, the Mets are 12-7, like the Yankees are.
We're in first place.
So are the Yankees.
Cool.
And so, put up the quote. On no longer batting in front of Aaron Judge, he says, it's definitely different. I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me. I was getting more attacked and more pitches in the strike zone, less intentional walks and things like that. I was pitched differently last year. He's already been able to make that assessment in 2 weeks of baseball.
He's a pro.
And the guy who's sitting behind him, Christopher, will you tell me what Pete Alonso is hitting behind him right now? Would you tell me what the polar bear who the Mets made sweat it out for his contract after being the face of the franchise and the one guy that you can hang your hat on?
21 driven in.
What has he got? What has he got?
343.
Oh.
He's crushing.
He's killing it.
Yeah, he's
killing it. You should have paid that man his money.
Killing it.
Uh-huh. He's killing it, but
1138
Soto's
OPS.
Getting walked more. He's not getting the pitches.
It's different.
690 slugging.
Yeah,
only 11
That's
strikeouts.
Weird. So this is being viewed as some remorse
by who?
Everybody.
I'm everybody, and I don't see it that
okay,
way.
Okay, because you won't look at it without Mets colored glasses.
It is April, Joe. Like,
it's April, Joe. And hey, by the way, Joe, Juan Soto is already making grand statements, sweeping opinions based on just 2 weeks of baseball, isn't he?
It wasn't a grand statement. It was a conversation.
It's different.
He was conversing.
It's different already.
How do I know something didn't get lost in translation?
It's different.
Like, how do I know Bill Murray wasn't involved?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. So, Judge, somebody took this to Judge. Hey, Aaron, what do you think about all this? And he goes, I'm not really going to go back and forth with this. He's got probably one of the best hitters in the game behind him right now. And what Alonso is doing, it's been fun to watch. He's hitting close to 400, meaning Alonso.
Yeah,
Alonso. You know who's hitting 400? He's driving the ball all over the field, driving guys in, so they're going to be good, says Aaron Judge. Now, this is why he's Captain America.
Man. Well, one's Puerto Rican, so that would eliminate him.
This really is why.
It's really hard
Judge,
to not like Judge.
But not really, Captain Puerto Rico's part America. Of America. He will not take the bait.
Judge is hitting 400, by the way.
Well, actually, put the other two digits. What's it? It's not like at 400.
No,
either.
He's at 400.
Oh, he's at 400. Yeah. Zero. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. He must have gotten one out last night.
1283 OPS.
63 home runs, by the way, over the last 162.
Check his bat.
Check his bat.
By the way, same bat. Not using the torpedo, which, by the way, I'm not hearing much about since the Yankees lost seven.
Well, because
since sweeping the Brewers.
Well, Jazz Chisholm has like one hit since opening weekend.
Okay.
So that proves something.
And the Yankees are 12-7. You know what? It's just different. Who's hitting behind Jazz? Let's talk about that. Oh, baby. Soto buyer's remorse. It's just delicious.
There's no remorse.
Delicious.
There is no remorse.
Soto buyer's
it's
remorse.
Just delicious.
Well, we feel good.
It's only half a month, Rich. Well, tell that to Juan Soto, who's already saying the guy who's raking behind me, not raking hard enough.
Listen.
For him to be pitched at two. All right.
You know how he misses Judge. Get taken out of context.
He just misses having the best Can you put the Soto quote up
There's
one more time,
There's nothing wrong with admitting that
put
he's
the
not
Soto
as good
quote
as Aaron
up, please.
Judge.
Who is the best hitter in baseball hitting behind? Oh, that would be the guy last year. Long-time listener. One-time listener.
Man,
learning what it's like to be in a Mets town as a Met. Hitting 220.
You're riding hard for a city you don't even live in right now. That's crazy to me.
What does that mean?
You ain't from New York. You're taking this more personal than the mayor.
Excuse me. I don't currently live in New York, but my DNA... I don't even... Why would I even countenance giving my New York resume to this man?
Why not? Look, I don't claim Staten Island's not part of New York.
TJ,
so, you know.
TJ.
He claims East Coast, and he's from Central PA.
Exactly. Shut your mouth, both of you.
TJ, take the L and move on.
We're in first place. I see no L.
Okay. On this front, Juan Soto, 19 games, and actually it's sooner than that because this quote was said over last weekend.
I want
13 games in already. Oh, I miss my best hitter behind me.
Sounded like you crying this whole baseball season right now. I know you're not mocking somebody for crying.
This is why it's more fun to talk about baseball like it's football, guys. You understand?
Yeah, because otherwise.
Oh, no, it's a full season. It's a full season. No, that, as you know, is no longer up until the All-Star break.
How we do things here.
It is no longer a usable excuse or retort. Especially since Juan Soto, all he's needed is 2 weeks of action to already notice it's definitely different.
Yeah, he's winning baseball
games. Even though the
guy
hitting behind him is off to an amazing start. Oh, why, you know, what's, I don't, I mean, listen, I love what Aaron's doing, but I'm really happy where I am here. No, it's definitely different. I used to have the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me.
So what's your point?
My point is take the L.
No. No.
Oh, man.
12-7 in first place. Let's go.
Tell him to take the L.
Tell him to take the L. We're in first place, Brockman.
I mean, you're both doing great so far.
How you doing?
We're 500.
Oh. You know what? Breggy's got a kid.
Breggy got his baby.
You should go get the baby some W's from the registry.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.